वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत् नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर टू रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 21 स्वयं तु असाम्य अतिशयः त्र्यधीशः स्वाराज्य लक्ष्मी आप्त समस्त कामाः समस्त कामः बलिं हरद्भिः चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोटि एडितपादपीठः स्वयं त्वसाम्यातिशयस्त्रयधीशः स्वयं त्वसाम्यातिशयस्त्रयधीशः स्वाराज्यलक्ष्म्याप्तसमस्तकामः बलिं हरद्भिश्चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः स्वयं त्वसम्यातिशयस्त्रयधीशः स्वाराज्यलक्ष्म्याप्तसमस्तकामः बलिं हरद्भिश्चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः स्वयं त्वसम्यातिशयस्त्रयधीशः स्वाराज्यलक्ष्म्याप्तसमस्तकामः बलिं हरद्भिश्चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः त्र्याधीशः स्वाराज्यलक्ष्म्याप्तसमस्तकामः बलिं हरद्भिश्चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः स्वयं त्वसम्यातिशयस्त्रयधीशः स्वाराज्यलक्ष्म्याप्तसमस्तकामः बलिं हरद्भिश्चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः स्वयं प्रसम्यातिशयस्त्रयधीशः स्वाराज्यलक्ष्म्याप्तसमस्तकामः बलिं हरद्भिश्चिरलोकपालैः किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः Matajis. Swayam tvasamya tishayas trayadhishah Swarajya lakshmyapta samasta kamah Balim haradbhis chiraloka palaih किरीटकोट्येडितपादपीठः स्वयं हिमसेल्फ तू बट असाम्य यूनिक अतिशयः ग्रेटर त्रि अधीशः लॉर्ड ऑफ द थ्री स्वराज्य इंडिपेंडेंट सुप्रेमसी लक्ष्मी फॉर्चून आप्त अचीव्ड समस्त कामः ऑल डिजायर्स बलिम वर्शिपिंग पैराफर्नेलिया हरद्भिः ऑफर्ड बाय चिरलोकपालैः बाय द इटर्नल मेंटेनर्स ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ क्रिएशन Kirita Koti, millions of helmets. Edita Pada Pitaha, feet honored by prayers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Lord Sri Krishna is the Lord of all kinds of threes. And is independently supreme by achievement of all kinds of fortune. He is worshipped by the eternal maintainers of the creation, who offer him the paraphernalia of worship by touching their millions of helmets to his feet. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna is so mild and merciful as described in the above verses, and yet He is the Lord of all kinds of threes. Three. All kinds of threes. He is the Supreme Lord of the three worlds, the three qualities of material nature, and the three Purushas, Karanodakashayi, Garbhodakashayi, and Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. There are innumerable universes, And in each and every universe, there are different manifestations of Brahma, Vishnu, and Rudra. Besides that, there is the Shesha Murti who bears all the universes on his hoods. And Lord Krishna is the Lord of all of them. As the incarnation of Manu, he is the original source of all Manus in innumerable universes. Each universe has manifestations of 504,000 Manus. He is the Lord of the three principal potencies, namely Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Tatastha Shakti. And He is the complete master of six kinds of fortune, wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. There is none who can excel him in any matter of enjoyment, and certainly there is no one greater than him. No one is equal to or greater than him. It is the duty of everyone, whoever and wherever one may be, to surrender completely unto Him. It is not wonderful, therefore, that all the transcendental controllers surrender to Him and make all offerings of worship. Kindly repeat the translation. Lord Shri Krishna is the Lord of all kinds of threes and is independently supreme by achievement of all kinds of fortune. He is worshipped by the eternal maintainers of the creation, who offer Him the paraphernalia of worship by touching their millions of helmets to His feet. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This is a very beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam where Uddhav, the great devotee and cousin of Lord Krishna, is sharing his very devotional remembrances of his dear friend Krishna. And he is recounting various incidents and experiences. This particular verse that we have just read today is the very famous Trayadhisha verse. We have so many famous verses, like in the Bhagavatam there is the Atmaram verse, which is very famous. Similarly, this verse is the famous Trayadhisha verse. This word appears here in this shloka. Tri Adhishvara. He is the Lord of all three things. And we are fortunate that not only do we have a nice purport to this verse, but also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own lotus mouth, has given a commentary to this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this appears in the teachings that he gave to Sanatana Goswami in the Madhya Lila. Lord Krishna is embarking on this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning to describe the opulence and sweetness of Krishna. So in the beginning of that chapter, he describes the various transcendental opulences and energies and potencies of the Lord. And eventually that will lead him to the subject of the sweetness of Krishna. As a prelude, he starts talking about the Vaikuntha world and describes how there are millions and millions of Vaikuntha planets, each which is vastly expanded beyond our measure to count or to calculate or measure. And each of them is full of transcendental bliss. It is full of residents who are there enjoying pastimes with the Lord. On each of these Vaikuntha planets, there is an expansion of the Lord who resides. And in this way, the Vaikuntha world is unlimitedly expanded. The whole spiritual sky is like a lotus flower. The center and the topmost portion of this lotus flower is the world, that is the personal planet of Lord Krishna, called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. And the petals of this lotus flower are the various Vaikuntha planets. So the spiritual, this lotus, transcendental lotus flower of the spiritual world is unlimitedly expanded. In the Goloka Vrindavan planet, there are many, many wonderful things there. There are unlimited cowherd boys and unlimited cows, and there is wonderful pastimes going on there. Not only is Vrindavan the abode of all opulences, it is also the abode of all sweetness. Anyone who has studied or tried to study the characteristics and activities of Krishna in Vrindavan is unable to come to the limit of the potencies of Krishna. In just one moment, being in Vrindavan, Krishna created all the material and spiritual worlds, the planets, the universes, everything. And therefore we can understand the inconceivable potencies of Krishna. No one is able to understand or even go near these energies to understand them. Even the great predominating deities of this universe like Brahma, Shiva, they cannot understand. Lord Anantashesh, even though he is recounting the glories and qualities of the Lord from time immemorial, even he cannot understand. What to speak of them? Even Krishna himself cannot understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Even Krishna himself cannot count his own transcendental qualities and glories. And he himself is eager to understand his own qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to briefly describe the Brahma Vimohan Leela as an illustration of the unlimited and extraordinary opulences of Lord Krishna. And then, having given this particular background, he now explains the conclusion of the discussion on the opulences and the potencies of Krishna. And his conclusion, or the culmination of that discussion, is this Trayadhisha verse. This more or less sums up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatan Goswami on the subject of the opulences and energies of Krishna. So let us try to understand Mahaprabhu's explanation of this beautiful verse. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has translated the word-for-word meaning of this verse slightly differently in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he has just given some fresh or new angles by this particular translation. So we will see that step by step. So in the beginning, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began discussing this verse, he talked about the fact that Krishna has no equal and there is no one also greater than him. Asamya Atishayaha. Atishaya means greater. Samya means equal. But the word a in front means that no one. It's not. Asamya Atishayaha. So no one in this creation is even equal to Krishna. What to speak of greater than him? In other scriptures also the word asamaurdhva has been used. Asama means equal, Urdhva means greater. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord of all. So let us read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, these beautiful verses, where Mahaprabhu is explaining. So first of all, he will explain this point about Krishna, no one being equal to or greater than Krishna. And then the rest of the discussion will be on this Trayadhishaha, that Krishna is the Lord of all three things. So first, this is from Madhya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 21. Titled The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Krishna. Paramaishwara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tate Bodo Tarasama Keho Nahiyan. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, He is the greatest of all. No one is equal to Him, nor is anyone greater than Him. So, Krishna is the Parameshwar and He is Swayam Bhagavan. And because of this, no one can be equal to or greater than Him. And then He quotes from the Brahma Samhita. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for He is a prime cause of all causes. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is giving evidence that no one can be equal to or greater than Krishna, because He is the original controller, the ultimate controller of everything and everyone. And now Mahaprabhu begins to discuss this, the meanings of Trayadhishaha. He is going to first of all talk about the ordinary meaning, then He will talk about the middle meaning, and then He will talk about the confidential meanings of this word Trayadhisha. Adhisha or Adhi-ishvara means the controller. So text 36 onwards. Brahma Vishnu Hara Srishtyadi Ishwar Tine Agnyakari Krishna Krishna Adhishwar. So he's saying Brahma, Vishnu and Hara. Hara means Lord Shiva. A Srishti Adi Ishwara. Srishti Adi means creation, etc. That means creation, maintenance and destruction. They are the lords of the creation, maintenance and destruction of this universe. Tine Agyakari Krishnera Krishna Adhishwara. And all three of them are obedient to Krishna. And Krishna is the original master of them all. Of all three of them. So this is the first meaning, the first ordinary meaning. That when you say that Krishna is Trayadhisha, the lord of the three, He is the Lord of these three, Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. And then he quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srijametam niyuktoham haro harati tadvashah Vishvam purusharupena paripati trishakti dhrik. This is a statement of Lord Brahma. The translation is as follows. Following the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and He Himself, in the form of Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, maintains all the affairs of material nature. Thus the Supreme Controller of the three modes of material nature is Lord Vishnu. So Mahaprabhu is giving Shastric evidence for His statement to show that Krishna is the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And the Shastric evidence given here is the statement of Brahma in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where He says, Srijami tan niyukto aham. Srijami means, He says, I create this material universe, but tan niyuktaha aham. But I am appointed to this post by Him, Krishna. And then about Lord Shiva, he says, Haro Harati Tat Vashaha. Haraha, Haro or Haraha is Lord Shiva. Harati, to take away or to annihilate. Tat Vashaha. Even Lord Shiva, who annihilates the universe, is under his control, Tat Vashaha, under Krishna's control. The next about Lord Vishnu. Vishvam Purusha Rupena Paripati. Paripati means that he maintains. So Vishvarupena or Purusharupena, this is Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu maintains this entire creation, but he also is under the instruction of Krishna. So the first ordinary meaning of Trayadhisha is that Krishna is the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. There is a second ordinary meaning, which is in the last part of this verse, Trishakti Dhrik, that he is the controller of the three modes of material nature, Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So Krishna is the master of the three modes. This is the second ordinary meaning.
Ei samanya trayadhishwarer shuna artha ar jagat karanati na purushavatar.
Ei samanya. So what I have explained to you now, O Sanatan Goswami, are the ordinary meanings of the word Trayadhisha. But now you hear further meanings of Trayadhisha.
Jagata Karana Tina Purusha Avatar.
So the three Purusha Avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu, are the source of the entire material creation.
Mahavishnu Padmanabha Kshirudaka Swami Eitina Sthula Sukshma Sarva Antaryami.
So Mahavishnu, then Padmanabh, who is Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and Kshirudaka Swami, that is Kshirudakashaya Vishnu, these three are the subtle and gross forms that pervade the universe, the material creation.
Prabhupada translates as follows. Mahavishnu, Padmanabh and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu are the super souls of all subtle and gross existences.
Mahavishnu, Prabhupada explains in the purport, is a super soul of everything.
Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is a total super soul and a subtle super soul. And Kshirodakashaya Vishnu is the universal form and the gross super soul. Eitina sarvashraya jagati ishvara ehosab kala ansha krishna adhishvara.
Although Mahavishnu, Padmanabh and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu are all shelters and controllers of the entire universe, they are nonetheless but plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of Krishna. Therefore he is the original personality of Godhead. So here we find the middle meaning of the word Trayadhishvara, that he is the Lord of the three Purusha avatars. Even though these Purusha avatars are the original cause of this material manifestation, but nevertheless, because they are either Kala or Ansha, they are either the plenary portions of Krishna or the portions of the plenary portions of Krishna. Therefore, it is Krishna alone who is the Adhishvara, who is the Lord and Master of even these three Purusha avatars. And then again, Mahaprabhu is giving evidence. Please note that for every statement that Mahaprabhu is making, he is giving some shastric evidence. He is giving a quote from the scripture to back up his statement. Then he quotes the famous verse from the Brahma Samhita.
Yasya ikanishvasita kala mathavalambya Jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahansa ihayasya kala vishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Translation: the Brahmas and other lords of the mundane worlds appear from the pores of Mahavishnu and remain alive for the duration of his one exhalation. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda,
of whom Mahavishnu is a portion of a plenary portion. This is Brahma's statement, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has cited as evidence.
Eyartha madhyama shuno gudha artha ar tina avasthana krishna shastri khyati jar.
So Mahaprabhu says, ei artha, that is this meaning which I have just explained to you, madhyama, is a middle meaning. Shuno gudha artha ar. Now you hear the confidential meaning, the secret meaning of Trayadhisha. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins the elaboration.
Teen avasasthan krishner.
Krishna has three places of residence. Shastre khyati jar. And this is described in the Vedic, revealed Vedic literatures.
Antahapura goloka shri vrindavan. Jaha nitya sthiti mata pita bandhu gan.
Before I translate this verse, just coming back to the previous one, when Mahaprabhu talks of the three places of residence of Krishna, he is talking about the internal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, the intermediate abode, that is Vaikuntha planets, the spiritual sky, and then the external abode, which is the material world. So he is going to develop the point that the internal meaning of Trayadhish is that Krishna is the Lord of Goloka Vrindavan, of Vaikuntha, and the material world. So now he is beginning the discussion on this topic.
Antahapura Goloka Shri Vrindavan Jaha Nitya Sthiti Mata Pita Bandhu Gan.
Antahapura. Pura means abode or town. Antah means internal. So the internal residence, the very confidential residence of Shri Krishna is Goloka Shri Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan.
Jaha Nitya Sthiti Mata Pita Bandhu Gan.
Where are eternally situated the father, mother, cowherd boyfriends, the gopis and all other associates of Krishna. That is Goloka Vrindavan.
Madhuraishwarya Madhurya Kripadi Bhandar Yogamaya Dasi Jaha Rasadi Lila Sar.
Madhura Aishwarya. Madhura means sweetness. Aishwarya means opulence. And Madhuri means the Madhuri Ras, the conjugal love. Kripa means mercy. Adi means etc. and so on. Bhandar, it is a treasure house. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Vrindavan is a storehouse of Krishna's mercy and the sweet opulences of conjugal love.
Yoga Maya Dasi Jaha Rasadi Lila Sar.
And there, the spiritual energy, Yoga Maya, is working as a dasi or a maid servant. And it is because of her that the Rasa Leela is exhibited. And this Rasa Leela is the quintessence of all pastimes, Mahaprabhu says. The most important, the most sweetest, the most confidential of the pastimes of Krishna, the Rasa Leela. He quotes another Sanskrit verse.
Karuna nikuramba komale madhuraishwarya vishesha shalini jayati vrajaraj nandane nahi chinta kanikabhyudheti naha.
Vrindavan dham is very soft due to the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and it is especially opulent due to conjugal love. The transcendental glories of the son of Maharaj Nanda are exhibited here. Under the circumstances, not the least anxiety is awakened within us. This must be the work of some Vaishnava, some scripture, but it is not mentioned here who has composed this verse.
Karuna means mercy. Nikuramba means very much, great, full of. Komale.
So Vrindavan Dham is very soft, very much. Nikuramba is very much soft because of the mercy of Lord Krishna. Madhura Aishwarya Vishesha Shalini. Madhura Aishwarya means the opulence of conjugal love. The opulence of Shringar Ras. Vishesha Shalini, that is a special characteristic of Vrindavan Dham. The word Shalini, actually, literally speaking, means the mistress of the house, the lady of the house. In other words, the pastimes of conjugal love are the very special feature of that place. That is a predominating feature of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jayati Vrajaraj Nandane. All glory is to the son of King Nanda. Or another way of expressing this is that the transcendental glories of the son of Maharaj Nanda are exhibited here in Vrindavan. And therefore, says the poet who has composed this verse, under the circumstances, not the least anxiety is awakened within us. Nahi chinta, kanika. Kanika means a particle. So not even a particle of anxiety, abhyudeti, is awakened within us. Why? Because here resides Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, who is forever engaging in his most sweet pastimes of conjugal love, and in this abode of Vrindavan being full of mercy. So this is a very soothing statement for all devotees of the Lord. Being in this material world, one always has to go through various phases of anxiety coming every now and then. No one can avoid anxieties in this world. Different forms of miseries and troubles and tensions come here. But here is a solace for us. That because Vrindavan is such an abode of mercy and sweetness, and because Krishna himself is eternally present here, therefore there is no need for us to be worried about anything, to be anxious about anything. Whatever may be happening in our life or not happening in our life, whatever may be the troubles and trials and tribulations in our life, the fact is that Krishna is here, Srimati Radharani is here, the Rasalila is going on here, Vrindavan Dham is eternal. So therefore this is great solace, a subject of meditation for all of us. Mahaprabhu goes on with his explanation. He has just explained the internal residence of Krishna. There is Golok Vrindavan. Now he will go on to explain the middle residence, the Vaikuntha Loka.
Taratale paravyoma Vishnu Lokanam Narayana Adi Ananta Swaruperadham.
Taratale. Tar means of that, Golok Vrindavan. Tale means below. So below Goloka Vrindavan is Paravyoma, the spiritual sky, which is called Vishnu Loka.
Narayana Adi Ananta Swarupera Dham.
So Vaikuntha Loka or Vishnu Loka is the abode or the dham of Narayana etc. Ananta Swarup, unlimited forms, 400 forms, Narayana forms, reside in this Vishnu Loka sphere. The translation of Prabhupada, I'll quote, below the Vrindavan planet is the spiritual sky, which is known as Vishnu Loka. In Vishnu Loka, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets controlled by Narayana and innumerable other expansions of Krishna. Next,
Madhyam Avasa Krishna Shadaishwarya Bhandar Anantaswarupejaha Korena Vihar.
The spiritual sky, which is full in all six opulences, is the intermediate residence of Lord Krishna. It is there that an unlimited number of forms of Krishna enjoy their pastimes.
Madhyama avasa Krishnera.
So the Vishnu Lok is madhyama, medium. Avas means house, residence.
Shadaishwarya Bhandar.
Bhandar means it is the storehouse of the six opulences, Shadaishwarya, which Prabhupada mentioned in his purport here. Wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation.
Ananta Swarupejaha Korena Vihar.
So these unlimited number of expansions of Krishna enjoy wonderful pastimes here in this Vishnu Loka world.
Ananta Vaikuntha Jaha Bhandara Kothari Parishada Ganeshadaishwari Ache Bhori.
Innumerable Vaikuntha planets, which are just like different rooms of a treasure house, are all there, filled with all opulences. Those unlimited planets house the Lord's eternal associates, who are also enriched with the six opulences.
Very, very poetically, very beautifully, Mahaprabhu is explaining.
Ananta Vaikuntha Jaha Bhandara Kothari.
He has already said that the Vaikuntha world is like a treasure house. And now he says that each planet, the Vaikuntha Loka planet, is like one of the rooms of that treasure house. And each of these rooms is full of transcendental treasures.
Parishada Ganeshad Aishwari Ache Bhori.
And each room of this treasure house, or each Vishnu Loka, is full of Parishada Gana, of all the eternal associates of Lord Vishnu, who are also full with six transcendental opulences themselves.
And again, Mahaprabhu is giving evidence. Mahaprabhu, being the perfect preacher, is always giving Shastric quotations for every statement he is making. Again, he quotes from the Brahma Samhita.
Goloka namni nijadhamni chale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitasya Yena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Below the planet named Goloka Vrindavan are the planets known as Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Haridham. These are opulent in different ways. They are managed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the original Lord. I offer my obeisances unto Him. So Haridham is Vaikuntha, Mahesh Dham is Shivaloka, and Devi Dham is the abode of Durga, this material world. So now he is describing further.
Pradhana parama vyomnor antare virajanadi vedangasveda janitaihi toyehi prasravita shubha.
Between the spiritual and material world is a body of water known as the river Viraja. This water is generated from the bodily perspiration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vedanga. Thus the river flows. This verse is from the Padma Purana, which Mahaprabhu has quoted. Pradhana parama vyomnor antare. Pradhan means this material world, which comes from Pradhan, the unmanifest modes of nature. Parama vyomnor, parama vyoma, or spiritual sky, antare. So in between the spiritual sky and the material world, Viraja Nadi. So there is a river, Viraja. Vedanga Sveta Janitaihi. Vedanga is another name for the Lord. Sveta Janitai. That it is produced from the perspiration of the Lord. The entire Viraja Nadi, the causal ocean. Sometimes it is compared to a river, sometimes to an ocean. So this ocean is made of the transcendental perspiration of the Lord. Because the Lord's body is transcendental, entirely spiritual, Satchidananda, so His perspiration is also divine, not like our perspiration, which comes from the material body.
Toyehi prasravita shubha.
And thus the river flows, the water of this river, Viraja, flows, and it is all auspicious, shubha. The following verse that Mahaprabhu is quoting is also from the Padma Purana.
Tasyah pariparavyoma tripad bhutam sanatanam amritam shashvatam nityam anantam paramam padam.
Beyond the river Viraja is the spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible and unlimited. It is the supreme abode consisting of three-fourths of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Paravyoma, the spiritual sky. Having described the Viraja, now he will talk about the material universes.
Taratale Bahyavasa Virajarapar Ananta Brahmanda Jaha Kothari Apar.
Taratale, even below the Viraja river, is Bahya Avas, is the external residence. Virajarapar, which is even beyond the Viraja river. Ananta Brahmanda Jaha Kothari Apar. Unlimited Brahmandas or universes are there. And each are like apartments, kothi, kothari. Translation from by Prabhupada. On the other side of the river Viraja is the external abode, which is full of unlimited universes, each containing unlimited atmospheres.
Devi Dhama Namatara Jiva Jaravasi Jagal Lakshmi Rakhi Rahe Yahamaya Dasi.
So the name of this abode is Devi Dhama. Devi Dhama Namatar Jiva Jara Vasi. He has described the residence of Goloka Vrindavan and also Vaikuntha. And now he is describing the residence of Devi Dham, the material world. Who are they? Jiva. All the conditioned souls.
Jagat Lakshmi Rakhi Rohe Jaha Maya Dasi.
And not only these Jivas, but also the other maidservants of Maya are being maintained by her here, Maya Devi. And therefore she is called Jagat Lakshmi. She is the material energy Durga. This material world is sometimes called a fort or a Durga. And the lady or the goddess of this material world is Durga. And she supervises the affairs of all the conditioned Jivas. And she has here to assist her many opulent maidservants.
Etina dhamer hoy Krishna Adhishwar. Goloka Paravyoma Prakriti Rapara.
So therefore, the internal meaning now is that Krishna is the Lord of Goloka, Paravyoma and Prakriti. He is the Lord of the Goloka Vrindavan planet, of the Vaikuntha planets and also of the material world. Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all dhamas, including Goloka Dham, Vaikuntha Dham and Devi Dham. The Paravyoma and Goloka Dham are beyond Devi Dham, this material world.
Chit Shakti Vibhuti Dhamma Tripadaishwaryanam Mayaka Vibhuti Eka Pada Abhidhan.
The spiritual world is considered to be three-fourths of the energy and opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas this material world is only one-fourth of that energy. That is our understanding, says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chit Shakti of the spiritual energy, Vibhuti, Tripada Aishwaryanama. So it is three quarters. The spiritual world is three quarters of the entire energy of the Lord. And the material opulence is only one fourth. Again, Mahaprabhu now gives evidence quoting from the Laghu, which later was quoted in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita.
Tripad vibhute dhamatvat tripad bhutam hitat padam vibhutir maiki sarva prokta padatmikayatah.
Because it consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy, the spiritual world is called tripad bhuta. Being a manifestation of one-fourth of the Lord's energy, the material world is called ekapada.
Tripada vibhuti krishner vakya agochar ekapada vibhuti ra shunoho vistar.
The three-fourths part of Lord Krishna's energy is beyond our speaking power. Vakya agochar, beyond our words. Let us therefore hear elaborately about the remaining one-fourth of his energy. So Mahaprabhu is saying, the spiritual world is beyond our comprehension and our words. So let's talk about the material world. we can say at least something about that.
Ananta Brahmandir Jata Brahma Rudragan Chiraloka Pala Shabde Tahara Ganan.
Actually, it is very difficult to ascertain the number of universes. Every universe has its separate Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are known as permanent governors. Therefore, there is also no counting them. And then to illustrate this, Mahaprabhu tells a wonderful story, which I will just simply read, not the verses. I will only read the translation because we are short of time. So most of us have probably heard this story before. It is a story of when Brahma once came to visit Krishna in Dwaraka. So let us hear from Mahaprabhu's lotus mouth this wonderful story, which he is narrating to illustrate the vastness of this material world and how Krishna is so great that he is the Lord of all these material universes and their predominating deities. Quote, "Once when Krishna was ruling Dwaraka, Lord Brahma came to see him, and the doorman immediately informed Lord Krishna of Brahma's arrival. When Krishna was so informed, he immediately asked the doorman, 'Which Brahma? What is his name?' The doorman therefore returned and questioned Lord Brahma. When the doorman asked, 'Which Brahma?' Lord Brahma was surprised. He told the doorman, 'Please go inform Lord Krishna that I am the four-headed Brahma, who is the father of the four Kumaras.' The doorman then informed Lord Krishna of Lord Brahma's description, and Lord Krishna gave him permission to enter. The doorman escorted Lord Brahma in, and as soon as Brahma saw Lord Krishna, he offered obeisances at his lotus feet. After being worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna also honored him with suitable words. Then Lord Krishna asked him, 'Why have you come here?' Being questioned, Lord Brahma immediately replied, 'Later I shall tell you why I have come here. First of all, there is a doubt in my mind, which I wish you would kindly dissipate. Why did you inquire which Brahma had come to see you? What is the purpose of such an inquiry? Is there any other Brahma besides me within this universe?' Upon hearing this, Sri Krishna smiled and immediately meditated. Unlimited Brahmas arrived instantly. These Brahmas had different number of heads. Some had 10 heads, some 20, some 100, some 1,000, some 10,000, some 100,000, some 10 million, and others 100 million. No one can count the number of faces they had. There also arrived many Lord Shivas with various heads, numbering 100,000 and 10 million. Many Indras also arrived, and they had hundreds of thousands of eyes all over their bodies. When the four-headed Brahma of this universe saw all these opulences of Krishna, he became very much bewildered and considered himself a rabbit among many elephants. All the Brahmas who came to see Krishna offered their respects at his lotus feet, and when they did this, their helmets touched his lotus feet. No one can estimate the inconceivable potency of Krishna. All the Brahmas who were there resting in the one body of Krishna. When all the helmets struck together at Krishna's lotus feet, there was a tumultuous sound. It appeared that the helmets themselves were offering prayers unto Krishna's lotus feet. With folded hands, all the Brahmas and Shivas began to offer prayers unto Lord Krishna, saying, 'O Lord, you have shown me a great favor. I have been able to see your lotus feet.' All of them then said, 'It is my great fortune, O Lord, that you have called me, thinking of me as your servant. Now let me know what your order is, so that I may carry it on my heads.' Lord Krishna replied, 'Since I wanted to see all of you together, I have called all of you here. All of you should be happy. Is there any fear from the demons?' They replied, "By your mercy, we are victorious everywhere. Whatever burden was upon the earth, you have taken away by descending to that planet." Because in every universe there is an earth planet. So all the Brahmas and Shivas are speaking about their respective universe and their respective earth planet. "This is proof of Dwarka's opulence," all the Brahmas thought. "Krishna is now staying in my jurisdiction." So every Brahma was thinking that Krishna has come into my universe, into Dwarka. Thus the opulence of Dwarka was perceived by each and every one of them. Although they were all assembled together, no one could see anyone but himself. By Krishna's Maya potency, each Brahma and Shiva and Indra thought that he was the only one there. He didn't see the others. Only our Brahma, of course, could see everyone. Lord Krishna then bade farewell to all the Brahmas there, and after offering their obeisances, they all returned to their respective homes. After observing all these opulences, the four-headed Brahma of this universe was astonished. He again came before the lotus feet of Krishna and offered him obeisances. Brahma then said, "Whatever I formerly decided about my knowledge, I have just now personally verified." And he quotes a verse from his own prayer from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll just quote the translation. "There are people who say, 'I know everything about Krishna.' Let them think in that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. O my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my body, mind, and words." Krishna said, "Your particular universe has a diameter of 4 billion miles. Therefore, it is the smallest of all the universes. Consequently, you have only 4 heads. Some of the universes are 1 billion yojanas in diameter." 1 yojana is 8 miles. "Some 1 trillion, some 10 trillion, some 100 trillion yojanas. Thus, they are almost unlimited in area. According to the size of the universe, there are so many heads on the body of Brahma. In this way, I maintain innumerable universes. No one can measure the length and breadth of the 1/4 of my energy manifested in the material world. Who then can measure the 3/4 that is manifested in the spiritual world? Beyond the river Viraja is the spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible, and unlimited. It is a supreme abode consisting of 3/4 of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Paravyoma, the spiritual sky." In this way, Lord Krishna bade farewell to the four-headed Brahma of this universe. We may thus understand that no one can calculate the extent of Krishna's energies. And then Mahaprabhu continued as a conclusion, "There is a very deep meaning in the word Trayadhishvara, which appears here in this verse, which indicates that Krishna possesses 3 different lokas or natures." The 3 lokas, now he is giving a further explanation. He has already said, one of the internal meanings is that Krishna is the Lord of Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha and the material world. And now he is giving another confidential meaning. The 3 lokas are Gokul or Goloka, Mathura and Dwarka. Krishna lives eternally in these 3 places. These 3 places are full of internal potencies, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is their sole proprietor. As previously mentioned, the jewels on the helmets of all the predominating deities of all the universes and Vaikuntha planets touched the throne and the lotus feet of the Lord when those deities all offered obeisances. When the gems on the helmets of all the predominating deities collided before the throne and the Lord's lotus feet, there was a jingling sound which seemed like prayers offered by the helmets at Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna is thus situated eternally in his spiritual potency, and the opulence of that spiritual potency is called Shad Aishwarya, indicating 6 kinds of opulences. Because he possesses the spiritual potencies which fulfill all his desires, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the Vedic version. The unlimited potencies of Krishna are just like an ocean of nectar. Since one cannot bathe within that ocean, I have only touched a drop of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. His mind became immersed in the sweetness of conjugal love. So in this way, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has described the wonderful meaning of this one verse that was spoken by Uddhav. So to summarize, what are the different meanings of Trayadhisha, the Lord of the Three? The external meaning is, of course, that he is the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. He is also the Lord of the three modes of material nature. The internal, the middle meaning is that he is the Lord of the three Purusha avatars, the three Vishnus. And the internal meaning is that he is the Lord of Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Loka and the material world. And he is also the Lord of Gokul, Mathura and Dwaraka. These are the different meanings of the word Trayadhishvara. Prabhupada, in the purport to this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, adds another meaning that Krishna is also the Lord of the three energies, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, Tatastha Shakti, the spiritual energy, the material energy and the marginal energy. So we can see that every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is like an ocean of nectar. You can keep on churning. The acharyas have done that and given so many wonderful explanations. So thank you very much. So let us meditate today on Krishna as Trayadhishvara. It's very late, so we won't have any questions for today. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.